Everybody, this is Claire with Clairvoyant Psychic Medium here today. Oops, am I on this one? Yes. I've had a kind of wild past 2 days, so this is a little bit late, but I'm doing it. So I apologize for that part. I'm just gonna do this. Update wise, I went to the doctor this morning because they said they found blood in my urine, but everything is okay. It was nothing. And everything is good. I found out that the shot that I'm on for diabetes is actually the thing that's kicking my ass. And I have at least 3 weeks left of getting used to it and weaning into it. So, yay. but the cool thing about this shot is that it like literally tricks your brain into thinking that you're full. That's why I don't have an appetite. That's why I'm nauseous, because if I eat like too much or even like sugar, it just is like, you know. So it's good because it's forcing me, and I lost 5 pounds in a week. So there's that. probably more than that too, because you know, you go to the, it was after I ate and everything when I get weighed. Yeah, I mean, the main thing that's been kind of going on is grandma is not doing amazing at night anymore. And I got pretty traumatized on, I'm nauseous right now. I think it was on Thursday night. No, that would have been last night. It was Wednesday night. She was like screaming my name on the phone. And like when a nurse came in, she was so confused. It was fucking heartbreaking, guys. Like, so I went and saw her yesterday and she was doing really good because I went at 10 o'clock in the morning. And so I don't know. That's taking a lot out of me right now. I know that. My whole family is really weird right now. so I am taking my coach's order and I'm going to just do absolutely nothing today. I don't know what's going on with the foundation. I literally am not in control right now. I have no idea what to do. Yeah, so there's that. yeah, that's pretty much it. I don't know what else to update you guys because I don't want to like go into family drama. So let's tell you what the astrology is for the weekend. Friday, the moon is in Aries. We'll be switching into Taurus today. We understand something needs to get out of our life, like a pattern needs to be broken, or like a certain person is the thing that's causing it. We need better boundaries, whatever. We see the change and we do that because we love ourselves. The moon is going to be squaring Pluto in Capricorn. So that must be when it's in Aries. And then it will be sextiling Jupiter. We really are communicating our change. We're ready to learn something new and exciting. The Taurus moon is trining Mars in Virgo, so it's hella grounding. So once it moves into Virgo, we finally get like a break. And that's pretty much what we got all weekend, guys. So Saturday, the moon is in Taurus. We really focus on manifesting in this energy. The moon is going to be squaring Mercury in Leo and the sun in Leo and Saturn in Aquarius. So it is kind of all over the place energy, but if you're like me and you're used to that squaring energy, we just want to have fun with that Leo. So we need to kind of work together with that because we have Aquarius in here, and learn to play today and enjoy yourself. Sunday, when the moon is in Taurus, it's going to be sextiling Neptune, which is a very creative day. The sun is conjuncting Mercury, so confidence, and the sun in Mercury is opposing Saturn, and we don't give a shit about the rules right now. So that is the weekend, guys. So that sounds pretty good. Just make sure that you're really grounding and taking time to manifest. I did a really good, I do these meditation minis every day. Well, this is one we just had. Okay. Should I pick another one? Yeah, I'm going to pick another one. Meditation minis by Shel Hamilton, maybe, on Spotify. So she uploaded one that was like imagery of what we want. And it was a really good one this morning. Okay. I normally don't do that, but I really felt like I'm like, we need a different one. So this is the one that we got. It's like the two. I don't know what those are. Oh, where is my book? What the fuck? Why is it all the way down there? Okay. Harvest 110. They did a COPD check on me today. I don't know why, but they were like, oh no, you have a lot of symptoms. Like, it's allergies. They literally just mowed. I am all gross because of that. And she was like, oh, okay. All right. So this one is Jera. Yeah. Wow. We never get this one. Harvest. The 1 year. Okay. A rune of beneficial outcomes. Jera applies to any activity or endeavor to which you are committed. Be aware, however, that no quick results can be expected. A span of time is always involved. Hence the key year, 1 year. Keywords. I think I said key year. Symbolizing a full circle before the reaping of the harvest or deliverance. You have prepared the ground and planted the seed. Now you must cultivate with care. To those who labor has a long season and a long coming to turn, Jera offers encouragement of success. Know that the outcome in the keeping of the providence is to continue to persevere. Remember the old story about the farmer who was so eager to assist his crops that he went out at night and tugged at the new shoots and there was no way to push the river? What? Okay. Tugged at the new shoots, period. There is no way to push the river. Equally, you cannot hasten the harvest. Be mindful that the patience is essential for the recognition for your own process, which in its season leads to the harvest of the self. Okay, so we got the patience card. So we've had the freeze, like deep freeze the past 2 days, pause. And now it's like we're kind of coming out of it, but we still have to have patience. That's weird with the 1 year thing, because today is actually 1 year that we've been living here in Prague. Still have to have patience. That's pretty much it. Okay, so we need animal deck. Use these ones. I saw a hawk yesterday when I was driving to grandma's. It was so like, it was like a moment. I had like a moment with a hawk. And then I looked it up and it was like, so whenever you see a hawk, cause you think of like Hawkeye, like this is what, how I remember it. Hawkeye, pay attention to the details. So it means that there's too many details going on. There's too much stuff going on. So I had a life coaching session, a Reiki session, and a singing bowl session yesterday for myself. And that was pretty much the whole premise of the whole thing, is that I need to eliminate distractions. I have too much shit going on right now and I need to be worried about my health, and that needs to be first. So that's what that was. Okay. I'm gonna fall out. All right. There we go. Roadrunner. Keep your sense of humor and don't take things so seriously. I've never got this card before. I don't use this deck that much. I don't know why. I don't like the texture of it. It's like, you know, like agendas in high school. Okay, Roadrunner. There we go. It's so tempting to view life and all of its many manifestations, premonitions, and variations as something to be taken quite seriously. Yet, this is exactly the opposite of what you need to do right now. No matter what the situation, look for the humor in it. It may take time to find something, but if you look for it with this attitude in mind, you begin to see the absurdities and ironies to inherit whatever shows up in life, even in the seemingly darkest circumstances. Maintaining a healthy sense of humor about most experiences causes you to be lighter in spirit, to smile unabashedly, and to appreciate life so much more. Turn that scowl upside down by doing what makes you openly laugh. Of course, there is a certain time that you should require more serious demeanor. Tragedies or traumatic experiences don't call for cheerfulness and humor. And when these events occur, appropriate social restrictions apply in that demand and expression of emotions is congruent with the circumstances. Excuse me. However, these instances are temporary. And like all things, they will soon pass. Other than these kind of situations, life ironies and absurdities abound. Rather than feeling personally victimized by these vagaries, take a deep breath, see the humor in the situation, and have a good laugh. Okay. Road runner. Go 1,000 miles an hour. Don't take life so seriously. Make time to laugh. Okay, that's good. When I was at grandma's yesterday, oh, I gotta take a picture. We got news that her brother-in-law died. And the last time a family member died, I was also with grandma. So I feel like the death cleaner upper for her. And it's just such a heavy burden because it's a lot. Like, and I mean, I loved Dan. I do love him. He's an amazing human being. But once Larry passed away, my great uncle, we haven't really seen or heard from Dan. He's a very, very private person. That's just who he is. So it was just very sad. And it was the last little tie to Larry, and my grandma was just grieving, which is super weird, guys. So this is interesting. That year that Larry passed away was also the same year that Six passed away. And I just told you guys that we're burying Six like within a week or so. And it is so strange. Like, why is stuff that happened 11 years ago coming up right now again? Like, whoa. So because Dan passed away, my family is grieving Larry a little bit more. I mean, yes, we're grieving Dan, of course, yes. But like I said, we haven't really contacted him for the past 11 years. So so going back to that Roadrunner card, because I have that feeling in my head of like, oh God, here we go, another death. Oh my God, you know, but this is stuff that I've already grieved. This is stuff that I've already kind of dealt with. So therefore, I can have a sense of humor now. I need to tell myself it's not so serious. So I hope that that helps you, because that definitely helped me. But that's everything, guys. If you would like to book any sessions with me, go ahead and go check out the link in my bio. I do have Sweet 98's link up there. So just remember, Witchy Wednesdays every Wednesday from 8 to 10 on Sweet 98.5. I love you all. I hope you have an amazing, restful, grounding weekend, and I will see you next week.